T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
744, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you follow the Saints on Twitter and you've always wondered what your reaction would be if you won the Powerball or Mega Millions, I think if you see the reaction of the Pelicans staff last night when the Pelicans won the right to the first pick, you get an idea. Jake Madison joins us, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Happy to be on talking some hoops with you.
I'm telling you, thank you, sir, for coming on. Let me take a step back here because I get a text, and it's interesting. It says, Tommy, can you talk about how the NBA draft works, please? I have no clue and want to know how we got lucky. Thank you. It's my birthday, too, so say hi, and, well, hi and happy birthday. Jake, let's start there if we can.
Yeah, you know, the NBA has had an issue for many, many years, going back decades, of teams trying to lose on purpose to end up with the number one overall pick. And they just don't want that kind of negative product out on the court that fans are going to pay and see. So for years and years and years, they've had the NBA draft lottery, meaning that the team with the worst record does not guarantee have a chance at the number one overall pick. It means all teams that miss the playoffs have a chance at the number one overall pick, showing that you can still try and be competitive and end up with a top draft pick in a game changer. So looking at last night, the NBA changed it a little bit differently this past year. It's a lottery for the top four picks with diminishing returns as you get closer to number one overall. So the Pelicans had a 26.3% chance to land a top four pick despite being slotted seventh overall, and a 6% chance to end up with the number one overall pick. They defied the odds. That 6% chance came through, and now it looks like they'll be drafting Zion Williamson in June.
And, of course, looks is important there, because to be clear for people that don't understand, the Pelicans have not drafted anyone yet.
Correct. This is just the lottery to determine the draft order and where they will be picking in mid-June when the NBA draft comes up. Everyone's talking about Zion Williamson, the freshman out of Duke. He's a presumed number one overall pick. It would be stunning if the Pelicans selected anyone other than him, but he's not officially a Pelican yet. You're going to need to wait about a month before they make that official selection.
Somebody texted in about, could this be an Eli Manning situation where, because I know he was in a room, they hustled him out yesterday. He had expressed interest, I think, in playing for New York, right?
Yeah, you know, look, I get it. Being 19 years old, making millions and millions of dollars, New York seems like an ideal place to live. I'm going to kind of throw a little bit of cold water on there, saying that he doesn't want to come here and play for New Orleans. Versus, I think they hustled him out of the room because he gave an interview in a different room to ESPN minutes after the NBA draft lottery was concluded. I think he was being hustled out of there for that reason, not because he was upset that New Orleans won the number one overall pick. It works a little bit differently in the NBA and the NFL in terms of the draft rights. In the NFL, if you go, hey, I'm not going to play for your team, you sit out a year, then you go back into the NFL draft and can be redrafted. That's why Eli Manning had some leverage over the San Diego Chargers, saying, trade me or I'm not going to play and I'll just chill. I've got some time. It's okay. Here in the NBA, the way it works is you retain the draft rights to that player. So Zion Williamson would either need to go back to Duke or he would need to go play overseas. He doesn't have as much leverage in this situation. And if he did play overseas, he'd need to wait something like 3 or 4 years for his draft rights that the Pelicans will hold to expire. So I don't think it's going to be a similar situation. I would assume whoever they draft number one overall, maybe for whatever reason it isn't Zion Williamson, will be playing in New Orleans next season.
And I'm not trying to poo-poo anything here, Jake, but I'm a worrier. That's how I am. And one of the things I thought of is, could this be AD all over again, because we got him as a result of the first-round pick, right?
Yeah, it was a similar situation where the Pelicans kind of defied some of the odds. They weren't slated to pick number one. I think they were fourth going into that draft and rose up to number one overall, were able to select Anthony Davis. And it's a reasonable concern. Look at the track record they had here with Anthony Davis, to the point where he is trying to do everything he can to force his way out. That bridge has been burned so much. I think what fans need to realize, it's a new regime. It's kind of a new page and a new chapter for this Pelicans organization. You know, gone is former general manager Dell Demps, who made a lot of those missed decisions that forced Anthony Davis' hand, is the reason why he wants out of New Orleans. You've got David Griffin, the former Cleveland Cavaliers GM, now in as the vice president of basketball operations, redoing everything from the bottom up, laying a new foundation for the front office and for this franchise as a whole. So while there's a chance that this could follow a similar trajectory and path that they went down with Anthony Davis, you've got new people in charge, you've got a new decision-making process, and hopefully we won't see history repeat itself.
We're going to take a break. I hope you got a couple of more minutes, Jake. Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. The Pelicans had a 6% chance of winning the number, or the right of having the number one pick, or having the pick. They haven't made it yet. That means they had a 94% chance of not getting it, and they did. And we'll talk about the future of Anthony Davis if that bridge is forever and permanently burned. And also when we come back, if not Zion Williamson, who, or do they trade the right, et cetera? What happens to make the Pelicans better next year? And how quickly can they become a legitimate contender? 7:50, 10 before 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:54, 6 before 8 o'clock, 5 before another code word, $1,000 an hour, $12K a day, nationwide cash giveaway. A couple of traffic notes. Somebody texted in, major accident on I-10 East. A half a mile before the Chalmette exit, only one lane open, and a couple of different people texted in, very bad car accident on Airline Highway right before you merge onto the expressway going towards downtown New Orleans. Traffic backed up, rather, pretty far. We're talking to Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast, about the Pelicans getting the number one pick in the draft after winning the lottery last night. So, Jake, I'm going to make you David Griffin's boss, okay? What are you going to do as far as Zion Williamson, as far as trades, as far as Anthony Davis, to ensure that the Pelicans are not only better than they were last year, but maybe a legitimate contender? What you doing?
Yeah, you know, I think he's in an interesting spot because you need to juggle the short term and the long term at the exact same time. So obviously with the number one overall pick, you're taking Zion Williamson, the high-flying dunk machine, out of Duke. That's a no-brainer. And then with the AD situation, he's likely still going to want to be traded. David Griffin and Anthony Davis are going to get together in the next week or two, have a sit-down meeting, and see if maybe they can reconcile this relationship. I'm inclined to say it's likely not going to happen, so he's going to need to be moved out. What you need to do is just get the best collection of young talent and future draft picks that you can with whatever team that might be, whether it's the Boston Celtics, the Lakers, or the New York Knicks. If you can grab another top four pick in this draft, that's great because that's another cornerstone you can kind of build your team around. But if not, get established NBA players, maybe guys like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics, along with future picks. Those guys are young. They are still on their rookie contracts, meaning they're cheap, and the Pelicans will have more cap space and salary cap flexibility for the future. They also are guys who have playoff experience. You can plug them into the starting lineup here in New Orleans next season, pair them with Drew Holiday and Zion Williamson, and make a run into the playoffs, getting out of the first round. And I think if you do that, it's a big success. So not only have you made the playoffs next season, but your future for seasons in coming up still looks very bright.
Yeah, I heard you say high-flying dunk machine. Is that what you said?
Pretty much. He played, I think it was a little over 1,000 minutes in college this past year, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it was 61 or 62 dunks, which comes down to a dunk like every, couple of minutes or so from him, which is pretty impressive. And when he gets moving, this is a guy who's a freight train coming down the lane, and if you're at the rim, you almost just want to get out of the way, let him do his thing, because otherwise it's going to end poorly for you.
And it seems like this would sell some tickets, huh?
Not only will it sell some tickets, it sounds like it already has. The Pelican staffers, and you talked about the video of them watching the Pelicans win the lottery and celebrating. There were about 50 of them there in the facility last night working till 1 in the morning, and it was reported, I think, today that they've already sold 2,000 new season tickets.
Wow.
That's about 1,000 more than what they did when Anthony Davis was drafted number one overall. So there's already a ton of excitement here. This is a guy who's probably the most hyped NBA prospect prospect since Anthony Davis and LeBron James before that. So the Pelicans have picked two really good years to win the NBA draft lottery, and this is something that's going to get the fan base very, very excited.
Jake, I appreciate your time. I really do, and I hope you come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.